Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, baby. You found it, and I'm sure glad you did. I'm taking a break from painting a little bit tonight. We've got a fantastic guest on, I should say. GIF. What am I talking about? I can't even talk tonight, man. I can't even talk. He's a country singer-songwriter, lives in Nashville, and by way of Buffalo, New York. Mr. Eric Van Houten, how are you, Eric?
I'm good, Jamie. How you doing, man?
Good, 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 good. So Buffalo, eh? Upstate New York.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, man, and moved down to Nashville, Tennessee a year ago.
Nice. I'm telling you, get away from that lake of sex snow in the winter. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Crazy.
It's atrocious. It is not. It's not somewhere you want to be.
I'm telling you, I grew up in Detroit, but I went to college and school in Boston. And so we used to cut across, because you cut across Canada there. It saves a lot of time instead of driving around the Lake Erie and all that, you know?
Right,
and,
yep.
Went through Boston, or I mean, sorry, Buffalo many, many a time. Always a fun time, though. But I like Nashville. Nashville is where it's at, you know, you, especially in your business. You got to, you know... Everything's down there.
Yeah, I mean,
so
honestly, it's a beautiful city too. The people are fantastic. I think just everything in general about it is what makes me love it. And exactly right. It's where the action is here in the music business, and you got to be where the action is to make things happen.
Exactly. And the cool thing is it's, you know, it's full of just first-rate musicians. So you're like, man, I need more mandolin on this track. Well, hold on. We can make a phone call, and that can happen. He'll be here in 5 minutes. You know? So that's good. That's a good thing. I like Nashville. Nashville, people, you know, I think people have – Nashville still has kind of a you know, people are real nice, kind of like a smaller town. But at the same time, man, it is a cosmopolitan town. There is stuff happening. There is some money going around Nashville, let me tell you. It's amazing.
Yeah, seriously. It's just a beautiful city, and the people in the city are amazing. And, you know, the music scene down here is obviously incredible. And, I mean, just, again, everything about it is just off.
That's awesome. Cool, man. That's cool. So let me ask you, Eric, growing up in Buffalo, were you always a music kid? I mean, was it in your veins? You come from a musical family. How did all this come about?
So, yeah, it's, you know, my uncles and my family, they all play guitar and all that fun stuff. You know, growing up, I'd be a part of it, and I'd get to, you know, I'd watch my family play, and my uncle and my dad and cousins, and everybody would play all the time at functions, and it was just like, you know, it was one of those things I just wanted to be a part of, and turned 11 and picked it up and haven't stopped since.
Wow. Wow. I think at 11, I'm trying to remember what I was doing. I don't know, eating paste or something. Now, you know, the reality, Eric, is I was such a nerd when I was like a little kid like that. I think I was my Dungeons and Dragons phase. I was really into that. Until I, you know, noticed girls and shed that off real quick, you know.
Hey, we're all a little nerdy here and there, man.
Oh, yeah, you know. Well, you know, it'd be weird if you weren't.
Right.
That's cool. So you're still pretty young, though, 24. And at 23 to move across halfway across country like that, that's a big move. That is a definite big move. Now, did you just pack everything up and head down, or what was the deal?
So, yeah, we actually, in January of 2016, we played the Ryman Auditorium. So a year ago, we played the Ryman on January 21st of 2016. And 2 days later, we flew back to Buffalo and opened up for Kelsey Ballerini. And one of her label members and the people that work on her team, they had contacted her. Well, they got in touch with me the night of the show. They said, "Hey, what's going on? What's up?" And actually, kind of said, "What are you doing, man? What are you doing in Buffalo? You need to move to Nashville, Tennessee, and get down there and get after it." And here we are. A couple months later, in April, I moved down here.
He packed up the truck and headed south. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a big move, man. My hat, tip of the hat to you, sir. Tip of the hat. That's cool. That is cool. And a little, probably more than a little. Well, maybe not, because, you know, you have a clear-cut dream. You know, you're like, man, this is where it's at. I'm going to be who knows what opportunity. You know, the whole world before you at that point. So, you know,
yeah, I've loved every second of living down here too. So it was definitely a fantastic move, and I can't thank the certain somebody that gave me the boost and the drive to move down here.
That's cool. That you know, when that happens in your life, you got to listen to it. You know, because it doesn't happen all that often. And when you hear opportunity, you got to strike while the iron is hot. That
I
is
would
cool.
agree with that.
Yeah?
Yes. 100%.
Nice. No, before that big move, so you were performing and whatnot. When did you start writing music? Because that seems like I'm not in the music business. I'm a painter, and the whole concept of like writing a song and music and all that kind of stuff seems like a monumental thing to me. You know, I'm like, I don't know how they do it, man. I couldn't.
Man, I'll tell you, it was. It's weird because it wasn't. I don't know, it wasn't like, there wasn't anything like in particular that just made me do it. It was more of like, I mean, as soon as I started, you know, like as soon as I started playing guitar, I was just like, man, I don't want to cover other people's stuff. I want to do my own stuff.
Wow,
and that's kind
cool.
of, that's kind of where that idea came from. It was just like, you know what, we're just going to play my own music and roll with it and see what happens. And, you know, when I realized that if I wanted to make some, you know, money around town, I had to learn cover songs and learn other people's stuff. I obviously went out and did it, but it was great.
I hear you.
It's,
so let me ask
such,
you
it's such a good, it's such a good thing, man, to just have that creative. I mean, I'm very blessed,
okay,
with it, man. I'm very blessed with the fact that I have been gifted this creative mindset, and it, you know, to me, it opens up doors to a lot of things, and it's fantastic. And it's just, I'm very grateful to have this ability to do this.
It's cool, man. And you're real good at it. You know, that helps. You're real,
well, thank
real
you,
good
man.
At it.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, a couple weeks ago, on the 1st, you released your self-titled EP. And tell us about that. Did you have like a big party and everything when you released it?
Man, so we did a giant party. We had a huge, huge party up in Buffalo, New York, my amazing hometown that I love so much. And we did this just killer show. 1,000 people came out in support.
Wow.
And, yeah, dude,
that's
it was nuts. Yeah, it was crazy. So we did this insane show. It was super fun. Life was good with it, and the fans in Buffalo, New York, in my hometown, I cannot at all say thank you enough to them. I mean, it's incredible.
Oh, that's cool. I'm sure they're awfully proud. Now, were you always kind of the music guy growing up? Like everybody kind of knew that's what you were going to be doing, you know?
Man, honestly,
I wish I
knew. Honestly, I never really was in tune with what was, I guess, thought of me.
What was going on?
But
just
at
doing
the
your
same
thing.
Time, yeah, exactly. But at the same time, you know, I think it is something where, you know, I had that mindset. I know maybe another person or two did too, but I knew at some point that was what I wanted to do for sure.
Well, I'm telling you, Eric, You're doing something right when 1,000 people come out to the show. I'm telling you, I've known a lot of musicians. All my friends have always been musicians. I don't know why. It just kind of worked out that way. But, man, I've been to shows where me and the girl I brought were the only people there.
I think as an artist and as a musician, I think everybody's played those shows and been to them. We've all been to those shows for our friends or, you know, played the shows ourselves that were just, you know, nobody was there but you and the bartender. And
but you know what, though? I'll tell you, a real artist, it won't matter. It won't matter. They'll still put on the same show that they would put on if 1,000 people were there, you know?
We try.
I bet you're that, you know?
Hey, one fan is better than none, you know what I mean? Just having people behind us is fantastic.
Well, that's cool. Well, we've got a couple tracks. No, I've got 3 tracks to play tonight. Now, these are all off the new EP. Do You Wanna,
You
Get In My Arms.
Yeah, yep. And you
and
can
Runaway Love.
Find them. Mm-hmm, you can find them on Spotify, Google Play, Amazon,
iTunes,
and it's all over. I mean, Pandora, wherever.
That's
man.
Cool.
We're trying to get our music out to everybody. So
that's awesome, and it's cool being on Spotify too. You know, and I suggest if you listen to Eric's singles on Spotify, just be sure that you listen to them 25,000 times, so you know
yes.
Eric can get a cup of coffee
exactly.
or something. No, I'm kidding.
I'd love to get some Starbucks.
Exactly.
You know.
That's right. Just keep it on repeat, man. Just keep it on repeat. Cool. What should we play first here, Eric? Like I said, I've got the 3. What should we hit first? Should we go in order of them or mix
I
it
feel
up?
Like we should do
whatever you want to do.
The single last, you know? So I think we should do like Runaway or Get In My Arms, and then we'll do the single last.
Okay. Let's do Runaway Love. We'll play it and then we'll talk a little bit about it, okay?
Sure.
Cool. Here it is, folks. Eric Van Houten, Runaway Love.
Later, you're crying on the phone. It's happening.
There it was, folks. Runaway Love, Mr. Eric Van Houten. What a track. What a track. Eric, I predict that's going to be played at a lot of wedding receptions. I can see that happening, man. That's a good one.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's an awesome song. You know, that's a cool song, too. And it's, yeah, it's upbeat, just high energy, and got a good message to it. I like it. I like it a lot. Now, I want to ask you. Yeah, definitely. No, I speak the truth. I wanted to ask you, you know, like I said, I'm a painter. I paint pictures of people for a living. And, you know, people see the end result. They don't see all the, when it fights you or any of that. They're just like, oh, you just sat down and did. I'm like, yeah, that's all I did. But sometimes that isn't always the case. I want to throw it out the window when I'm working on it, you know.
Right.
Sometimes. Is it that way with writing songs? Or I mean, do they come easy sometimes? Or do they fight a little bit sometimes? Because that sounds like it was just, boom, just meant to be, you know, just perfect.
Some songs come together, you know, relatively quick and instantly. Other songs, they take time, man. You know, it's
right. Got to massage them a little bit.
Yeah, I guess it's dependent on the mood and how things are feeling. And
that's cool. Was the EP overall pretty good to work with? Work on?
Oh, it was amazing, man. Bill McDermott produced it, and he did just an incredible job of it. And, Bill was incredible. And we got to do it at Jay DeMarcus' studio here in Nashville, Tennessee. Nice. Jay DeMarcus plays bass for the Rascal Flatts, and his studio is absolutely incredible. We had a lot of A-listers on the EP and playing on it, and it was just – it came together so quick and so smooth and seamless.
That's awesome, man.
It was so awesome to be a part of.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You got to earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, the cool thing is, too, is you have, you know, kind of a history. You've been on tour with a lot of big names and whatnot. And I imagine, Eric, you get to know people when you go on tour. You know, you're like, yeah, and that's good to have when you're doing your own stuff.
Right.
You know, when you're recording stuff like your EP. That's cool, man. Just make. I say this because I get a lot of young, newer people listening to the show. And one of my pieces of advice is always make as many friends. It's better to have friends than enemies. You know, no matter what you're doing. And it sounds like you've done that, you know, made a lot of friends, so that's good.
Yeah, we've got to go out with a lot of cool people, man, and everybody, and that's what I love about country music, everybody's been so open to, you know, just being, I don't know, just open, man. They just open their doors to us, allow us to be a part of, you know, allow us to be a part of their lives and to be a part of their, you know, group and their friends, and we've made some amazing friends, you know, along the way doing this stuff, and it's been just tremendous.
That's cool. That is very, very cool. Now, I want to mention to everybody, too, we have a link up on the show page and on my website also. Eric's website's very easy to get to. It's ericvanhoutenmusic.com. There's a link there. You can click on it. You can get there. It's a heck of a cool website, too. Very, very professional, just very, very nice. And
thanks,
when you
man.
Get there, scroll down. Oh, yeah, man. This is outstanding. I don't know if you did it, Eric. You had somebody do it. Whoever the case is, you know, get them a slice of pizza next time you guys are hanging out or something. They did a really good job on it. And if
awesome.
That's you.
Yeah, I did. I did make that.
Well, there you go. Get yourself that extra piece of pizza. You might have to work a little harder in the gym after, but that's okay. You know. I wanted to let everybody know. Right. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's links to all of the social media where you can find Eric. He's on Facebook, you know, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all over the place, man, all over the place. And I suggest you, you know, like, follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do, man. That way you keep. One of the things I really like, Eric, your generation grew up with it, and I think it's great. One of the things that my generation didn't, and we're finally starting to figure it out a little bit. Social media is, it can be crazy and whatnot, but at the same time, if you're trying to get the word out about something, it's fantastic. You know, you could put out a sign, people and hear it right away. I like that, you know?
Yeah, it's fantastic, man. The ability to go out there and reach your fans instantly nowadays, it's great.
And all over the world, too. All over the world.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. That used to not be the case, man. My friends would give me a stack of flyers and a staple gun and say, okay, you know, go find some telephone poles all over town. Man, I got better things to do than this, but I'll do it.
Well, hey, we grew up doing all that stuff, too. Now we just have the ability to, you know, promote our music.
Right from your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's cool. That is cool. Now, but I wanted to let people know that it's a great website, easy to find. And
well,
you
well,
also on the
that.
Yeah, it's I love it. Very, very. You know, Eric, what it is? I have all these artsy fartsy friends, and they have terrible websites, just terrible websites. You know, I can't navigate them. I ask them. I'm like, I'm trying to see your latest work, and they're like, well, did you figure out the puzzle? Did you put the apple in the tree? And I'm like, no, I didn't do any of that. I don't have time for that. I just want to be able to click and have the, you know, and that, and yours is like that. It's very, I like that. But I'm an old man, you know. But I wanted to
we tried to keep it to the point, you know.
That's right. They're like, man, we got to do this so some old man in Florida can figure this stuff out. And I appreciate it. Also, on the website, you have your tour page, and you've got all kinds of dates coming up, man. You were doing a bunch of dates up in New York again as well over the summer, it looks like.
Yeah, we have a ton of stuff that hasn't been announced yet, so, you know, hopefully everybody will, you know, stay connected and stay tuned in, and once they get announced, they'll be able to come see us live.
Nice, nice. Well, that's cool. That is very cool. Let's do another track. Let's do Get Into My Arms next. Now, this is off the new self-titled EP, Eric Van Houten. This is another great track. Another great track, Eric.
Thanks, man.
Let's
I appreciate
play
it.
Absolutely. Here, folks, Get Into My Arms.
That it shines, dancing on your skin, coming through the blinds in that bottle of wine. One more glass until your mind all mine. Your hair get a little bit messed up, your dress is about to fall. So baby, let's get these shadows dancing up on that wall. And give me that look, get in my arms, and get lost in between the sheets, girl.
That was Get In My Arms. I like it. Another great track, Eric. They just keep coming.
Man.
The hits keep coming on this EP. That is
trying,
awesome.
Dude.
That is very, very good. Now, let me ask you, did you write these all specifically for the EP, or did you have, were these kind of ones you'd had for a while, and you said, you know what, let's put these kind of fit together, or how did that
happen? Yeah, man, we just, we kind of had these songs together, Mm-hmm. You know, and we kind of had them picked out, ready to go, and that was pretty much it. And honestly, we didn't write them for anything in particular. We just wrote them, and that was pretty much it. So we picked from a list of 10 or 15 songs, and those three made the cut.
Outstanding. Now, I know you're a you like playing on stage. That's kind of your thing. You know, you're real high energy and just really good at it. Is it hard to bring that same energy into the studio, or maybe you have to sing the same track, you know, a bunch of times or something, or is it just all part of it?
Well, I think it's all part of it. You know, you definitely don't get, and I think that's, you know, that's that energy and that, you know, liveliness is meant for a live show. I think, the recording and being, you know, in the studio, I think that's meant to be something that's a bit more connected to the song itself.
I get you.
You know, once you go out there and you hit that stage, you know, it's a whole other animal.
Right. What? That's awesome. That's cool.
Now, do you ever, were you always, was that a natural thing for you to be on stage, or was there any fear to get over, or anything like that?
I think I've been asked this question before, and I don't think there was any kind of switch that needed to be, or I don't think there was any kind of like fire that needed to be lit or anything. It was always, it was always kind of there. I just had to find it.
I gotcha. Yeah, it reminds me. There's a fantastic quote I like by Mark Twain, and it's an awesome quote. And basically, what he said is there's two very important times in a person's life when they're born. And when they figure out why, and you know what he means is, you know, you got to, when you figure out what you're supposed to be doing, it's just great, you know. And I think that's very true. And it sounds like you've done that,
right?
You know, at a young age too, Eric. Sometimes it takes people, you know, till they're 60 before they figure that stuff out. You know, you saved a lot of time. That's great. That's fantastic.
It's exciting, man, to be going out there and playing shows and being able to entertain.
Oh, yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Shop, support, and save 25% this April with Simon and Susan G. Komen. Visit Sawgrass Mills to donate $10 to Susan G. Komen and receive a special discount card offering additional savings at more than 100 participating retailers. Stores like Kate Spade New York, Jimmy Choo, Michael Kors, Rag & Bone, and Bloomingdale's The Outlet Store are included in the offer. Every dollar makes an impact, so make your donation today. Sawgrass Mills, a Simon Center.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and On back to the show now.
Well, it's a, you know, it's a nice, you're in a nice place right now. You got a fantastic new EP out, being incredibly well received. You got a bunch of tour dates, you know, booked up, and it's just very, very cool. Now, are you always working? Do you have ideas for new songs coming, or is it just really the focus is promoting the new EP right now?
I mean, the focus is always, you know, writing. I mean, I'm always writing, always coming up with new songs and new things. So, I mean, the focus is the main focus will always be forever writing music and writing songs and always having that creative, you know, niche, if you will. But as of right now, we're promoting these three songs, and then after this, we are going to start, you know, we're already starting to think about what's getting recorded next and what's going to get released next, and we just want to keep, pumping music out so that there's a lot of material for people to know and listen to and love.
Well, I can't wait to hear more. But I'm very happy with what I got right now. So, but yeah, I'm excited to hear more too, because just really good at it. But let's play the. This is the big single, right? This is the single that's everybody's you know, jumping up and down for. This is "Do You Wanna." How was this one to write and record and whatnot?
Oh man, this is awesome. We got to do this one. I wrote it with a good buddy of mine, Adam James, and we got to perform this song together, actually live at the release show. He played guitar for me, so that was really cool. But we got together, man, and just wanted to write. You know, we had this idea of writing, you know, one of them anthem songs that everybody could sing along to all summer long and know the words to it, you know, within the first couple times of hearing it, and I think that's what we got.
Yeah, you absolutely did. You absolutely did. Well, here it is. This is "Do You Wanna," Eric Van Houten.
Cool.
Looking for a good time, rock and roll vinyl. I'm talking church town, throw down, you and me, kind of revival. Yeah, tell me, do you wanna? Yeah. The night is young, yeah, it's been a while.
Camaro. I don't have a Camaro, but I want one now. That is Do You Wanna by Eric Van Houten. What a track, Eric. What a track. I'm telling you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We love that song, man.
I do, too. That's the 2017 summer track, man. I'm going to be playing that a lot. I like that. Good stuff. They're all good, though. They're all good. And I want to let people know, again, folks, these are brand new. They just came out. The EP came out 2 weeks ago or something. And but you can listen to it on Spotify. It's on Google Play, iTunes, wherever you buy your digital music, you can get. And I always mention this is a good thing to know, too, if you don't know it. One of the cool things about, buying stuff on Amazon or iTunes, any of these, they all do it now, the digital download, is all you need is somebody email. So, you know, somebody that will dig this track, pop their email in it. Give them a nice little present, you know. It really makes somebody's day. I've had it happen to me, and I dug it. I really liked that. It's just a neat little thing. So there you go. And Eric, we got to mention, too, you're working with the fine folks over at Core PR. They're just out of sight, folks. If you're in a band or, doing something and you need help on the PR side of things,
get a hold of Anna over there at Corp. And they're all great. They're all great at Core PR. I deal with Anna all the time. And they're good people. We got to link up.
Yeah, they're amazing, man. They've done a lot of stuff for me already, and we're only getting started here, so.
Right, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, there you go, folks. A testimonial. You heard it here from a couple guys. Very, very good stuff. Now, we have the Eric Van Houten Music.com link up. When you get there, click on that tour page because, Eric's going to be playing all over the place. Eric, you got a gig. What is next week, right? At the Basement in Nashville?
Yeah, in Nashville, Tennessee, man.
Nice. I suggest you get out there, folks. And then a whole bunch of tour dates coming up. You can get tickets right there online, RSVP, everything you need to do. Very, very cool. Eric, I want to thank you so much, my friend, for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. You're awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on and playing the songs and allowing people to hear what we do, man. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure, man, my pleasure. Anytime. Well, that's going to about wrap things up for us here tonight, folks. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes on their podcast page. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. And, frankly, the advertisers who keep the lights on around here, that's where they like us to be, too. Bad. So it all works out. Everybody's happy, and that's wonderful. Today is Tuesday. I'm taking a break tomorrow, but we will be back Thursday in the afternoon because our guest Thursday is from Stockholm, Sweden. There's a 6-hour time difference, so we'll be doing our show in the afternoon so they can listen to it the evening there. See you then, folks. Have a great night. And Eric, thanks a lot, man. Thanks again. You rock.
I appreciate you, Jamie. You enjoy the rest of your night and the rest of your week, and thanks for playing my songs, man.
Anytime, my friend, anytime. Have a good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks' Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.